Every goal pays. Heard that catchy little slogan during watching the World Cup. Some sports betting company was advertising, and it just kind of stuck in my head. It's been rattling around because you know what? They're right. Every goal pays, just maybe not in the way that they mean. For every goal scored on the field, somebody wins money. Thousands more people are losing it. Company gets paid. Sportsbook, they're getting paid. The winners celebrate. Losers are funding that celebration. So somebody's getting paid there. But there's another kind of goal that's available to every single one of us, one that requires no luck at all, one that doesn't require some handing over of money based on odds, holding on to a ticket, one that doesn't require somebody else to lose. The goals you set for yourself. So, sports betting has exploded. Millions of people now spend hours studying statistics, injury reports, betting lines, weather forecasts, and probably some form of expert predictions, which I imagine the world is now awash with. And think about that. People devote enormous attention, enormous money, time, energy, trying to predict what strangers are going to do. Imagine, just imagine directing even half of that effort towards your own endeavors, towards your own future, towards your health, your finances, your relationships, your career, your level of peace of mind. What would happen? Could that be some form of a better bet? I don't know. Most people lose money betting on sports. It's not an opinion. That's the reason that Las Vegas has all of those flashy, shiny lights. That's why sportsbooks advertise on everything. Casinos advertise everywhere. They've got all the money. If everybody won, there wouldn't be sportsbooks. There wouldn't be Las Vegas. Meanwhile, researchers have found something fascinating about personal goals. People who write down their goals, make plans, regularly review them, well, they are dramatically more likely to achieve them than people who simply hope that things are going to work out. We have no control over whether or not the United States or Argentina or whoever are going to win the next World Cup game. One of those, I can be pretty sure it's not going to happen, but you get the idea. We don't control the outcomes of sports games, obviously. You do control whether you save another $100. You do control whether or not you make it to the gym. You do control whether or not you make that phone call, whether you apologize, whether you read that 10 pages, whether you take that first step. Those are bets where your actions directly influence the outcome. And those are good odds. I think that those are odds that are worth taking. And here's the beautiful thing, the wonderful thing. Every goal pays, even the ones you miss, because pursuing a worthwhile goal makes you a different human being. It changes you. What happens? You become disciplined. You become grittier, more resilient, more capable. You build confidence because you prove to yourself that you can keep the promises that you make. The payoff isn't just reaching the destination. The payoff is becoming the kind of person who can. So here's where I'd encourage you to start. Forget 20 goals, 10 goals. Forget silly New Year's resolutions. Figure out what the just few things, your meaningful few things really are. Those handful of things that would genuinely make your life better by doing. Walk through and just really think about each of the key areas in your life. Think about your family. What would make you a better partner, a better spouse, a better parent, better son or daughter? For your network, your community, how can you contribute? How can you be a valuable member of your community? Where can you volunteer, mentor, be a better neighbor, strengthen the place you actually live in? For your work, your money, is there a way to make more of it, to increase your income or get rid of some debt, to become an investor, to earn some kind of a certification, or maybe start a business? What can make you stronger and healthier? Better sleep, more strength, better nutrition? Just getting out there and taking a walk, what would give you more energy? What's one change that would create momentum for you in your life? Personal development, what do you need to learn? stuff you need to read, practice, become a master of. And then from a peace of mind perspective, what would help you to just maybe calm down a little bit? So many of us, myself included, are just living on this razor's edge, this knife's edge. We see it all the time in traffic. People are just hanging on by a thread. We all need to calm down a little bit. Take a breath, meditate, journal, whatever. Just get rid of some of this unnecessary stress. Breathe a little easier. So what are those things? Each one of those areas, what can you do? What would make a meaningful difference? And then work to actually create them and make them real. I talk about goal setting. I think about goal setting. It's like modern alchemy, where you are imagining whatever future that you want. You're imagining it. And then you're making plans. You're executing those plans. And you're bringing that desired future into your current reality. If that's not alchemy, I don't know what is. Write down what you want. Do it today. Then ask yourself questions. What matters here? What matters for each one of these things? What must be done in service of what matters? And when am I actually going to do it? What's the smallest action that I can take? This gateway action. You remember gateway drugs. If you smoked that joint, you were going to be onto black tar heroin tomorrow. Well, what's the smallest action you can take? It's going to start propelling you towards the life that you really want. Because you need to take action. Because a goal without any action, that's just a wish. It is a hope trip. What action does is it turns possibility into probability. So bet on yourself. So you're already betting. We're doing it every day. Every decision that you're making is some form of a wager. You're deciding to scroll instead of study. You are eating a donut instead of an apple. You are spending money instead of saving. You are picking up the phone and reaching out to that person instead of avoiding the conversation. We get out of bed and we train instead of just sleeping in. So we're constantly placing bets. The only question is, whose future are you betting on? Are you betting on somebody else's future? Or are you betting on yours? Every goal pays. Some pay the sports book. Others pay you. So I guess what I'm saying is we must choose carefully. We must choose wisely. It's the greatest investment you'll ever make. Isn't on a game you can't control with some adult human beings that are not you. It's pushing all of your chips in, putting all your money on you. Bet on yourself. Sounds good. I just told you how. One little bit at a time. Start making wagers on you. Start creating the life that you want. Start being the person that you want to be. It's easy to feel disenfranchised. It's easy to feel like nothing matters. But if you feel like nothing matters, then what matters to you, that's all that matters. Start acting like it. Start betting on yourself. Make these goals pay for you. Your life, not somebody else's. As always, do your part by doing your best.